well, shifting gears just a little bit now, because it's a time that 60 million Americans can change their Medicare coverage. It's that time of the year. It's time for open enrollment. And joining me now is the Administrator Seema Verma, head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, a member of the President's Coronavirus Task Force as well. Seema, welcome back to the program. So good to have you here.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So explain this to folks that maybe don't understand what the open enrollment period is, how it works, and what they need to do to cover themselves with the proper insurance coverage right now.
Well, you're right. This is open enrollment for Medicare seniors. So this is the time of year that our seniors get to pick their plans for next year. They can keep stay in the traditional program, or they can decide to pick from many different options that are offered through private companies through the Medicare Advantage plan. And so what's really cool this year is that we're seeing lower prices, a lot more options, and better care for seniors. You know, when I started in this job, the president was really clear with me. He wanted to do everything we could to protect the program, strengthen it, modernize it, and deliver lower cost care. And that's exactly what we've done, and that's really playing out in this year's open enrollment. Since the president started, premiums have gone down by over 53% in Michigan. So this is a real opportunity for our seniors to pick a plan, shop around, because they're going to get a better deal. The other thing that's new this year is you probably heard the president talk a lot about lowering drug prices, and that's exactly what he's done for Michigan seniors. The premiums have gone down, so they're going to see, on average, 12% drop in their premiums for their Part D plan. And then the other exciting news is that the president is offering his senior savings plan, which they can find insulin for $35 a month or less, which is a huge savings, about 66% on average for insulin costs. So this is a tremendous win for seniors. The president has also allowed these plans to offer more flexible benefits. So you're going to see more benefits here than you do in the traditional program. For example, we have 94% of plans offering telehealth benefits. Many of them are offering, things like a ride to the doctor's office, or if you're recovering from surgery, they may provide a meal or have somebody drop by to just, help you out a little bit. So the idea here is the president wants to make sure that seniors have better care, lower cost, and more options, and that's exactly what we've delivered. Open enrollment goes through December 7th, and people can go to our 1-800-MEDICARE line or medicare.gov to get more information.
Can you give me an idea, Seema, what about the viability of these programs? Because I'm hearing, Democrats out on the campaign trail saying these are going to be bankrupt by 2023 because of this and that, and Social Security is going to be bankrupt in 3 years, and so is Medicare and Medicaid, and all these things are being destroyed. I don't believe that's true. I believe that that's a tactic to scare people out on the campaign trail. What is true about the financial viability of these programs? I'm not asking you to be political. I'm asking you to tell me what you believe to be the truth about the finances.
Well, as head of the program, I think what we've tried to do is make sure that these programs are more sustainable. I can tell you that, what I don't think will work are ideas like Medicare for All. That's something as the head of the program I've been really strong about. I think that type of policy action would be very bad for our nation's seniors. That would destroy the program. That being said, I think that what the president has done is really focused on trying to address the underlying problems in our healthcare system so that healthcare costs go down for everybody and that the programs are more sustainable over the long term. He doesn't want to just throw more money at the problem because that doesn't really solve problems. So even just yesterday, he announced his price transparency effort. As we all know, that patients are in the dark when we get healthcare services. You have no idea what things are going to cost. You get a bill in the mail later on. And there's a lot of variation with healthcare costs. For example, somebody's going for a C-section.
Right.
And you'll see in the same area, one hospital charged $15,000 and the other hospital will charge $40,000.
Right.
No real difference in quality. And so what the president did, he's standing up to special interest groups, he's standing up for patients, putting them first, and he put out a regulation yesterday, final, telling these insurance companies that you have to tell people on the front end what the price is going to be. And he's also requiring them to post all of their prices.
Well, I've argued for that for years. Upfront pricing, I mean, you need to know what something costs. An MRI either costs $4,000 or $400. It shouldn't vary because you have insurance or don't have insurance or have different insurance. The procedure costs what the procedure costs, right? Upfront pricing. They do it when they sell cars, Seema. I think that they can do it when they tell you what we're going to do for a scan of some sort or whatever the medical procedure may be. Let me ask you about this one last thing before we go, as we're in the open enrollment period. What about accessibility to these programs? You hear that a lot of these programs are just out of reach. I believe they're a lot more accessible than we are led to believe in some places. How accessible are these programs for the people that need them?
I think they're very accessible, and we've tried to improve them. You know, one of the things the president said is, look, I'm hearing that seniors have a hard time during open enrollment, and so we changed the plan finder tool. It's kind of neglected. Previous administrations haven't did anything with it. We updated it for the first time in 10 years, so it makes it easier for people to find the plan that works well for them. So, and I think that's what the president has really tried to focus on. When you start dealing with the underlying problems in the healthcare system, you're lowering costs, and you lower costs, that's going to improve accessibility. You know, and in order to deal with the problems in our healthcare system, you have to take on special interest groups. And he hasn't been afraid to do that. That's why you have, you know, hospitals are going to have to post their prices starting in January.
Right.
He's taken on the drug companies. He's taken on the insurance companies. And I think that was evidenced by, you know, yesterday's announcement on price transparency. That's sure. The only way things are going to get done if somebody's not afraid to take on the special interest groups.
Administrator Seema Verma, head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, a member of the President's Coronavirus Task Force. Thank you so much for being here with us on a Friday. I truly appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
There you go. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Coming up still, Rudy Giuliani, Devin Nunes, Steve Moore, and so much more here on the Steve Gruber Show Friday edition. If you could lock in the price of propane for less than a dollar a gallon for the next 25 years, would you do it? Well Connect is a heating and cooling system that can literally save you thousands of dollars. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, Well Connect might just change your mind. Using your well water, you can reduce your heating bills by hundreds of dollars a year. Well Connect will pay for itself, and it will keep you comfortable the whole year. Well Connect is made in Alpena, Michigan, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, if you have a well, find out if your home is a good fit for a Well Connect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a Well Connect system installed with no money down financing. Call 989-356-2113 or go to their website, wellconnectsaves.com. 989-356-2113, wellconnectsaves.com. Get a Well Connect. It's a no-brainer. You'll be glad you did.